Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Dave Snitaker, Division Merchandise Manager with Nebraska Furniture Mart. Dave, how you doing?
I'm great, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for agreeing to talk to me early this morning. You're down in Atlanta. You're at the Atlanta Rug Market. I want to talk to you about the rug business, focus on that. We'll do that in a few minutes. First off, let's just catch up. How's business with Nebraska Furniture Mart now?
Well, business is pretty good. I mean, it's a little tighter than what we thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. But overall, it's still good. We're still up for the year and hope to keep that through the rest of the remainder of the year.
Mm-hmm. And how is floor covering in relation to all the other departments that Nebraska Furniture Mart sells products in?
With four separate divisions that we have, mm-hmm. you've got ups and downs everywhere, but we're holding our own. We're one of the two or three that's up. So.
And rugs, we've talked before in many articles about Nebraska Furniture Mart that you actually have a fairly sizable business in the rugs business, don't you?
Yeah, rugs represents not quite 20% of our sales in flooring, so it's a big number.
And so you come to this Atlanta market. There are a lot of rug markets. How does Atlanta relate to the other markets that talk about rugs?
I like to work Atlanta market because it's pretty compact, and it's, you know, for the most part, all the rugs are on four floors mm-hmm. Versus three different buildings in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
So it makes it a little easier for me to see what I want to see faster.
And talk a little bit about styling trends. What's going on when you start thinking about what rugs look like?
Well, styling trends are the machine-made rugs look more like hand-knotted rugs every single day. We're seeing a lot of navies. We're seeing, obviously, a lot of gray rugs. Fairly light colors, fairly mono colorations on the rugs where it's, you know, one color, maybe two colors in it. And then the other thing that we're hearing is that teal as an accent color is becoming much, much more popular.
Teal's coming back, huh?
Basically, it's an accent color, from what I'm understanding is. I don't think you want a whole teal rug, but I think if you got a little teal in it, it's good.
Was Harvest Gold going to be in there as well?
As funny as it sounds, you're seeing a lot more gold accent this market than I've seen lately.
How about that? Okay, so you talk about this machine-made versus hand-knotted. And when you talk about machine-made, I mean, there's a wide range there. You've got woven and you've got tufted. Where's the volume now?
Well, for me, the volume would be lower end, you know, $199, $299 price points mm-hmm. and moving up. We do a good volume in all of it, and there's a lot of product out there that is in different price points throughout, but anything that you've got basically under $1,000 seems to do well.
Okay. All right. But you also do some business above that, don't you?
Yeah, we do. We do all three categories. We do the tufted category and the knotted category, and knotted is actually up for us this year. She made is up nicely this year, and tufted suffering a little bit.
You know, there's some people that want to custom decorate their home, and they'll buy Broadloom and custom serge it. Do you offer that program?
We have outside suppliers that we would do that with if we need to, mm-hmm. and we don't do it in-house, but yes, we offer the program.
All right. Well, I think as I look back at the May issue of Floor Focus, where we talk about the rug business, the big topic is e-commerce, and Nebraska Furniture Mart, with only four locations, plays in both games, right? I mean, you not only sell out of your stores, but you sell directly on the internet as well, don't you?
That's correct. We have a large internet presence, not as large for the flooring part of the business, mm-hmm. but our internet site is very large. And so we do the drop ships off of the internet, and obviously we have a very, very large inventory that we would prefer that they buy out of right away.
Okay, that was one of my questions, because even when somebody makes it into one of your stores and they select a rug, do they walk out with that rug, or do you say, hey, we can ship that to your house and we'll keep this as a sample?
On a rare occasion, we would say we're going to ship it to your house. Mm-hmm. But typically, we have a programmed hanging plan where the rugs are programmed and where we've got backup inventory. And if we just happen to be out of the backup inventory, then we would ship it direct.
All right. So, again, looking back at the May issue, we talked about the flooring business overall last year in 2016 growing about 3.1%. And the rug market was only, according to our estimates, up 2.5%, which says it's not growing as fast as the business overall. And some of the spikes are being created by LVT and the newer surface types. If you just look at your business, how is the area rug business in relation to the other flooring products that you sell?
So far this year, mm-hmm. the rug business is outpacing the hard surface business for me, which is probably an anomaly. And actually, my carpet business is the best business.
Carpet is the best business?
Yeah, it's up the most this year.
That's very interesting. Because we've been covering the shift to hard surface for a long time.
Well, and for me, the last 2 or 3 or 4 years, that's exactly what it's been. It's been hard surfaces has been the leader of my different categories, but this year it's carpet.
Well, another quick question. Working the Atlanta show, you said it's on 4 floors. Do you make appointments, or do you just walk in and sit down with folks?
I actually had 3 appointments this market. Other than that, I just walk in.
I should mention you're also the president of the National Floor Carving Alliance, the NFA. Give us your outlook, your perspective on the rest of this year. I know it's kind of a crystal ball question, but do you feel like this year will outpace last year?
Yes. From what I've heard from the members, everybody is running up, but up slightly.
Uh-huh.
Not everybody. I mean, there's a few that aren't running up. But as a rule, everybody is thinking that this year was going to be slightly ahead of last year, but not most of them would say it would not hit the budget that they expected.
I got you. Okay, great, Dave. I appreciate you catching up with us. Again, been talking to Dave Schnitaker from Atlanta, the division merchandise manager with Nebraska Furniture Mart, and you've been listening to Kemp Haar and FloorDaily.net.